attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes.
Think truly, and thy thoughts shall the world's famine feed. Horatio Bonar.
Are you beginning to see the phenomenal power you have in this world just through your existence? As you focus on the good things, you feel good, and you are bringing more good things to the world. At the same time, you are bringing more good things into your own life. When you feel good, you uplift your life and you uplift the world. The law is perfection in operation.
Dr. John DeMartini.
I would say when the voice and the vision on the inside become more profound and more clear and loud than the opinions on the outside, you've mastered your life.
Lisa Nichols.
It's not your job to change the world or the people around you. It's your job to go with the flow inside of the universe and to celebrate it inside the world that exists.
You are the master of your life, and the universe is answering your every command. Don't become mesmerized by the pictures that have appeared if they are not what you want. Take responsibility for them, make light of them if you can, and let them go. Then think new thoughts of what you want, feel them, and be grateful that it is done.
The universe is abundant. Dr. Joe Vitale.
One of the questions I get almost all the time, and it's probably on somebody's mind right now if it's not on yours, and that's the idea that, well, if everybody uses The Secret and they all treat the universe like a catalog, aren't we going to run out of stuff? Won't everybody just make a run for it and bust the bank?
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
What's beautiful about the teaching of The Great Secret is that there's more than enough to go around for everyone. There is a lie that acts like a virus within the mind of humanity. And that lie is, there's not enough good to go around. There's lack, and there's limitation, and there's just not enough. That lie has people living in fear, greed, stinginess, and those thoughts of fear, greed, stinginess, and lack become their experience. So the world has taken a nightmare pill. Now the truth is, there's more than enough good to go around. There's more than enough creative ideas. There's more than enough power. There's more than enough love. There's more than enough joy. All of this begins to come through a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
To think there is not enough is to look at the outside pictures and think that everything comes from the outside. When you do that, you will most surely see lack and limitation. You now know that nothing comes into existence from the outside, and that everything first comes from thinking and feeling it on the inside. Your mind is the creative power of all things. So how can there be any lack? It's impossible. Your ability to think is unlimited, and so the things you can think into existence are unlimited. And so it is with everyone. When you truly know this, you are thinking from a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
James Ray.
Every great teacher who's ever walked the planet has told us that life was meant to be abundant.
The essence of this law is that you must think abundance, see abundance, feel abundance, believe abundance. Let no thought of limitation enter your mind. Robert Collier.
John Assaraf.
And so, just when we think that resources are dwindling, we find new resources to achieve the same things.
The true story of a Belize oil team is an inspiring example of the power of the human mind to bring forth resources. The directors of Belize Natural Energy Limited were trained by the eminent Dr. Tony Quinn, who specializes in humanistic physiology training. With Dr. Quinn's mind power training, the directors were confident that their mental picture of Belize being a successful oil-producing country would be achieved. They took a brave step forward to drill for oil in an area of the country called Spanish Lookout, and in one short year, their dream and vision became a reality. Belize Natural Energy Limited discovered oil of the highest quality in abundant flows where 50 other companies had failed to find any. Belize has become an oil-producing country because an extraordinary team of people believed in the unlimited power of their mind. Nothing is limited, not resources or anything else. It is only limited in the human mind. When we open our minds to the unlimited creative power, we will call forth abundance and see and experience a whole new world.
Dr. John DeMartini.
And so even though we say we have lack, it's because we don't open up our vision and see all of what's around us.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You know, when everybody starts to live from their heart and go for what they want, they don't go for the same things. That's the beauty of this. We don't all want BMWs. We don't all want the same person. We don't all want the same experiences. We don't all want the same clothing. We don't all want fill in the blank.
You are here on this glorious planet, endowed with this wonderful power.